This is a CKTZ News Update. The next election for civic governments in British Columbia is on Saturday, October 15th. Representatives are elected to a four-year term. Cortez Island, known as Area B, elects one representative to the Strathcona Regional District, which has 14 directors in total. Mark Vinesh has thrown his hat into the ring to represent Cortez Island. So far, he's the only declared candidate.
I feel called to. I think we're living in a time in the world where the issues we face on Cortez it's a global thing. Housing, climate change, economic uncertainty. These are challenges that every community is facing. And I feel like a lot of optimism around this community being able to act as an example of what's possible as far as addressing these issues and doing politics in a different way.
So you mentioned housing. What else do you think are the top issues facing Cortez Islanders?
Everybody I talk to, no matter where they might traditionally fall on a political spectrum, is housing. Everyone knows someone that doesn't have housing, is looking for housing, has lost their housing, lives in a cycle of housing instability. It's businesses not being able to find staff, are understaffed because they don't have places for people to live. Like, it's the number one issue affecting, I think, like, the well-being and, like, the humanity of Cortez, because I do believe having a home is a human right and necessary thing and something that, like, makes society better if everyone has a home. So that's the number one issue that I hear from people is, okay, we need to address housing in a meaningful way. And it's complicated, it's difficult, and I think it's really easy to give up on it. And I think we can do some things, and I think there's progress that we can be made. And really, we've got so many smart people here. The potential just for us to come together and start having these conversations, especially folks that are traditionally in different camps or think differently, we're united by this issue. Everybody, there's nobody who says, I haven't talked to anybody who says housing isn't the problem. So I think we can come together despite our differences in other places and have conversations. And that's a new politics that I want to bring. You're never going to unify everyone, but to bring some unification to the island and to bring some like common goals and momentum for making the changes rather than arguing about what the changes should be.
And do you think a real difference can be made, especially in the short term at the municipal level, to address the housing crisis?
But we have to figure out what can we do in the short term. And a big part of that is just opening up, supporting people to open up the homes that are already sitting empty. And I hear from people that it can be scary to rent to people and there's risk that people don't want to take on. But I think there's things we can do to mitigate that risk. And I just talk to enough people that are like genuinely concerned on a human level that they want to provide housing. And we're talking about like working class folks that have jobs or have kids and that are going to take care of where they're going to live. So that's something that can be done short term. The idea, which I think a lot of people have already talked about, is having a tiny home park. And that's something that can be done quickly, especially if it's providing space. The conversations I've had with like sort of experts in the field and people that have already started looking at on Cortez is that the red tape for it has been prohibitive in a lot of places. There's an example on Salt Spring Island where they got to the stage of actually moving housing onto these pads, and they're still sitting empty because they can't get past the red tape to make it legal for them to do that. So I think there's a lot of advocacy we can do to the province on helping us find solutions. From what I've seen, the province gets there's a housing crisis in BC, and so I think there's an appetite to do things differently. I want to use my skills and persuasive powers along with others in the district that care about this issue and make some progress on it.
You mentioned skills. What is it that you bring to the table, and what do you think is necessary to be effective at the municipal political level?
I think one of the most effective sort of attributes or skills that's necessary for success in this job is a willingness and ability to talk to everyone and to have conversations with everyone and not be scared of talking to people that disagree with me. I think through my sort of years of youth work and working in communities, I've developed a lot of strengths around being able to bring people together and speak to them and have meaningful relationships with them, even if we disagree on different things in politics. I think that's the biggest thing I think Cortez needs, is bringing together people and helping facilitate those conversations and being people become more aware of the common ground that they have with people.
I was just going to ask you too, tell us about your community involvement. You've been here for a good number of years and active in all kinds of sectors.
Yeah, I first came to Cortez as like a young 20-year-old volunteer facilitator at the Power of Hope Camp at Linnea Farm. And this was a time in my life where I graduated business school and was supposed to be a banker, but moved to the West Coast and started exploring the arts and filmmaking and when I first came to Cortez, I was just developing how to work with young people and filmmaking, and I was putting on little filmmaking workshops and fell in love with the island immediately. Obviously, it's like when you come in the summer and we know lots of 20-year-olds that come here and be like, this is a paradise. And it was like the people, the place, the culture of freedom and the sort of the culture of looking after each other and seeing each other. I love driving down Cortez roads and everyone waves to each other. And it's just like that those simple things just make you feel like you belong, even if you're like not someone's best friend or they recognize what vehicle you're driving. We're all here and we're a team. And I like that small community vibe, which I think brings me home to growing up on a farm and in a rural community and knowing your neighbors. You know, you kind of diverged there. You asked what else have I been involved in the Cortez, but you know, I came there here initially like in that through that camp and started doing filmmaking workshops at the Linnea Farm School and the Cortez Island School, and eventually started Real Youth and ran it between Vancouver and Cortez, and then made the leap here to run it, have the home office here, and have built that out with staff on Cortez and in Vancouver. So that's been my primary work for the last 17 years, is building this nonprofit and making it sustainable and hiring and managing a staff team to help rock it with me. I sat on the Linnea Farm board for 6 years, played a bunch of different roles there, and it kind of speaks to my farming roots. I just love, initially attracted by making hay. If listeners out there haven't made hay on Linnea Farm in the summer, there's a call out and it's a great community time. It just, and it brings you back to that old time feel of getting things done together in a rural place, and making hay is such a timeless.
And Mark, you were involved with Cortez Literacy too, weren't you?
Yeah, I think that's how we first met. So for the last, I guess, almost 10 years, we've been using provincial literacy funding to fund different projects on the island. And so that's been fun to work with people and to give folks a little bit of funding to be able to do some good work. I've sat on the Parent Advisory Council at the school. I have an 8-year-old son who's going into grade 4 there. Love that group as well. And I sat on the Channel Rock, Friends of Channel Rock Society, which helped steer Channel Rock while it was still owned by the Pinchos. And I've sat on the SCCA board. And most recently, I've really jumped into housing and helped develop and distribute the housing survey that went out that's providing the results for what I'm hoping is a lot of...
Final question, Mark Vinesh, and that is, with so much scrutiny of anybody involved in public life, does that... Are you like, how do you feel about that? And what inspires you to want to still be involved?
I hope I'm up for it. Yeah, I think a lot of people that I've talked to is like, why are you doing this? You're just signing up for punishment and abuse. I think it can be true in politics, and I'm really hoping to like do politics in a different way and to have people feel heard, whether we agree or not, and not to keep relationships and communication open between people. I think divisions and the uglier side of politics can happen when people can't sit down and chat. I think one of the things I would bring to the role is the ability to, if someone's pissed off about something or upset with me, that I can give them a call and talk to them on the phone and hear them and have compassion for them and recognize that they're part of this community and keep people in conversation and keep people in dialogue. I think when that dialogue gets broken, that's when, you know, politics gets ugly and we forget like the humanness of the people trying to do the work.
Mark Vinesh, thanks once again so much and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Just as a last thing, if people haven't checked out my website, I've just launched it. It's CortezTogether.com, and there's a little bit about some of the issues that I've heard from a lot of people that are important and some of the philosophies that I have for going into the role and a little bit about myself.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.